The recent frigid low temperatures brought our attention to winter front and center today on Southern Gardening.
Southern Gardening with Gary Bachman is produced by the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
The warm weather had gotten many gardeners a little complacent, including me. I woke up to 24 degrees and I had forgotten one important task. I forgot to unhook the hoses and turn off the water. My hoses, and I have multiples running throughout the yard, and the spigots were frozen solid. Dang! As the afternoon warmed, if you can call 39 degrees warm, I was able to get everything thawed and disconnected. Now we're in a warmer period, and we'll start to see some cold damage on our plants. The most apparent damage will be to the tropical plants we love to have in the garden that have turned to mush. It's a benefit to remove this damaged foliage back to healthy tissue. We'll probably also see damage on woody landscape plants, but don't start pruning these too soon. Best to be patient and wait until the plants start pushing new spring growth to assess any winter damage. And while many home gardeners may have thought we were in freeze-mageddon, the cold temperatures actually lined up with our historical cold weather and weren't out of the norm. So don't panic when our winter temperatures get cold. Any plants that are lost because of the cold temperatures creates an opportunity to try something new in the landscape. So until next time, I'm horticulturist Gary Bachman enjoying our Southern Gardening.
Southern Gardening with Gary Bachman is produced by the Mississippi State University Extension Service.